do you think, because just answering the question of time, the work that you're doing and others, that you're knocking out this because it's basically indirectly requested because you've got a huge following, okay? Would you say that it's making people lazy as in non-active? You know, as you were saying before, get off your arse, it's time we started moving. Now, people can come to your channel, they can watch you every day, they agree with what you're saying, obviously, because you've got a huge following. Come to stations like ours, do you want to do something, do you want to be part of something? But is this stopping people actually physically being out there?
You know, there's some there's certain people who will never do anything. You know, and you can lead a horse to water, as they say. What I've found is the small minority are the ones who do all the work. Like the Occupy movement is saying, we are the 99%, when it's usually 1% of the people who do 99% of the work and 99% of the people who do 1% of the work. And I'm a big believer in that because it's unfracking deniable. Okay? You know, I mean, here's an example. Name me another New Zealand talk radio show host that you've ever heard of.
Pass.
Name me a New Zealand filmmaker that you've ever heard of in the truth movement or anything.
Pass.
They don't fucking exist. All right, that's me, basically. You know why? Because I took personal responsibility for the fact that New Zealand has no alternative media. Okay, my friend Jonathan Eisen, if you can see on the webcam here, he does this magazine, Uncensored magazine.
Sure.
And on the reverse here, he does the New Zealand Journal of Natural Medicine. Okay, that is two people who produced these two incredible magazines, okay? John Eisen and his wife, Catherine Smith, is the author of A World Without Cancer, or the Cancer Prevention Guidebook. Two people creating two magazines, okay? Very little help otherwise. That is what I'm talking about. The alternative media is about very, very small numbers of individuals who do the vast majority of the work and everybody else who's sitting around doing nothing, consuming said content. All right. Now, in terms of activation, I can't be sure how to measure it. Namely, because unless somebody emails me and said, Vinny, you've inspired me to start a radio show or you've inspired me to do this, that, or the other, I have no idea because I'm so busy working at my own shit that if somebody else is doing something, fuck, I'd never know. And the other element is I do, in fact, receive emails and things of that nature from people saying that they are now starting radio shows. But it's not just the local New Zealand audience that's doing that. It's also people in the UK, people in the US, people in Canada. I've gotten maybe in the last couple of weeks about a half dozen emails from people saying they're starting a radio show and could I give them some advice, and I advise them just to have me on their radio show as the first guest, and I'll spend that time on their radio show with them telling them the lessons that I've learned and all of that kind of thing, namely self-reliance. If you rely on other people and they fuck up, you're fucked. And if you have a look at my website, guerrillamedia.co.nz, you'll know exactly what I mean. Because the website looks like shit, and it's impossible to navigate. It's got like two banners up the top because I can't get rid of one of them. Reason being. Is the person who helped me set that up, and the so-called computer whiz and everything like that, and he decided, fuck this, I'm going to go back and be a slave. leave me in the fucking lurch.
I totally. I've been there. I've done that. It's people that, luckily, I've got a great team around at CMR, but I understand what you're going through, and you do need that. You do need that. At least you're being honest about it, but the thing that you should look at, and I think you do, obviously, is you're still doing well besides the site. You know, you're still knocking out the shows as you're doing. You just mentioned all these different countries. people saying they've started up this thing, I've started up that shop. Are you seeing in particular any country or area or a more of an uprising in any particular sector?
No.
No, just in general?
No. Right.
Plateaued, it's the same?
A whole bunch of people were telling me, you know, oh, there might be a revolution soon. I said, for fuck's sake. Dude. Revolutionary War before the United States or the Hugo Chavez's revolution or anything like that, you couldn't walk down the fucking street without seeing somebody waving a placard or handing out leaflets or protesting or something like that. When the fuck was the last time you went down the street and saw somebody holding a chemtrail banner? The only time I've ever seen anybody holding a chemtrail banner is when I've been leading the fucking protest myself. You know? We haven't reached critical mass yet. And we're nowhere near it, I don't think. But not to be discouraged. And it's about activation. And it was an interesting point you made earlier. I'm swearing a lot today. I'm sorry. There was a point you made earlier. It's like, just because somebody's doing it, does that mean somebody will look at it and go, oh, well, somebody else is already doing it, sweet ass. And you might be right. Had there been somebody in New Zealand who was an equivalent to, say, Alex Jones or InfoWars, I might not have decided to go out and become that platform for New Zealanders. Maybe. But for me, it was just about a lack of options rather than a personal choice. I had become so disillusioned with the system itself. I'd gotten many jobs where I'd done incredibly good, hard work and just not been appreciated and wound up getting fired or paid to leave or something like that, you know, or wound up quitting because I just couldn't handle the way these people were treating me. And to the point in which I can't be employed anymore. You know, I can't work for people.
Absolutely.
I can work with people, but I can't work for anybody, and I don't think I'll ever really be able to do that again. And it's not just something like I've made a choice in the matter. I actually have a physical reaction. I get like panic attacks.
Do you know what?
if I'm about to be employed.
Okay. I've been there. I've seen this previous show. Is the point where you're standing outside an office block and you're freezing because I just can't go in there and be told by some arse what to do who doesn't know, you know, the backside from their elbow, that type of thing. So I agree with you there, Vinny. Yeah, excellent.